This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hey, so what's that thing we say about consumers in this economy all the time? Anybody remember? Oh, right. Yeah. That basically the whole thing is on us. Consumers and consumer spending drive this economy, which makes it, well, troubling, honestly, to have to relate to you this morning's report on the confidence of said consumers. It's down. The confidence index was in August. That's from the Conference Board. They publish the index. It's down a fair bit from the July measurement, and it's down a whole lot from the June number when things were looking better. But the summer virus surge, states putting a hold on reopening, schools starting virtually, and gridlock in Washington are all kind of taking a toll. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman starts us off.
Economist Lynn Franco at the Conference Board says consumers are getting more pessimistic about their economic situation.
That cloud of uncertainty seems to be covering the majority of consumers. There's not much of an expectation that business conditions or employment are going to improve. And we've actually seen consumers grow a little bit more negative about their financial well-being.
Consumers are still hesitant to return to their favorite pre-pandemic places and pastimes to spend money. Joanna Piacenza at polling firm Morning Consult says that's largely due to the midsummer spike in COVID cases.
Consumer comfort with doing these activities, going to the movies, going to the gym, going to a concert, that dropped down roughly one third. And it hasn't budged since. It's been about 9 weeks of no movement.
That fits the experience of 26-year-old Jessica Montoya of Portland, Oregon. She was picking up a takeout breakfast this morning near the open-air fruit stand where she works. I asked how she feels about dining in.
Not entirely comfortable yet.
She's done it once since local COVID restrictions were lifted in June.
You wear your mask to go sit down, but it seems like after that you're just not wearing the mask, so in my head it somewhat defeats the purpose.
Morning Consult finds the number of consumers who feel comfortable dining out at restaurants has fallen 10 points since May to just 31%. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.